Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us in just a moment.
Have you recently purchased real estate or ever wondered where the boundaries of your existing property are? A land survey is the only way to know for sure. The Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors wants to remind you of the importance of an accurate land survey. Whether clearing trees, building a fence for an addition to your home, a survey should be performed by a licensed land surveyor. To locate a professional licensed land surveyor near you, visit us on the web at www.osls.org.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feeder cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
With an eye on how dry weather may be impacting our mama cow herd nationally, Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center has made a recent road trip through some of the droughtier areas of the northern U.S. And he says the drought has gotten bad enough, long enough, to cause some real concern.
Well, we're really on the cusp of this becoming a nationwide issue. The drought really covers central and eastern Montana, most all of North and South Dakota, and is drifting down into Nebraska, especially the northern sand hills, and even in eastern Wyoming. It's probably more droughty as I drove through the country than the drought monitor indicates. Using USDA's county-by-county estimates, they would put the total cattle herd, which includes feedlots and dairy animals, that 15% of all cattle in the United States are in that drought zone. Not all of those are in the most severe drought zone, but many of these areas are in their second year of drought, and your listeners in the Southern Plains will recognize that the second year of drought, very difficult management decisions need to be made. Mm-hmm. We've seen cow-calf pairs move out of those states in recent months, but really to the point now where there's a lot of early weaning going on. Saw quite a few more hay trucks moving north out of Wyoming, Colorado, and the irrigated parts of Nebraska into those drought areas than I've seen in many years. So we're starting to make some of those difficult decisions, especially the two-year areas of drought where cow herds are being culled down, all open cows are moving to market, a lot of early weaning going on, and that's changing the dynamic. Anytime we talk about, you know, 10, 15, 20% of the nation's cow herd in a severe drought zone, that starts to really make a difference. So we're keeping a close eye on that area. If we look at marketing patterns, there's a lot of lighter weight calves that will be coming to market. Cull cow numbers will pick up. But then again, as we step back a couple more states, we have quite good pasture and range conditions. So it's going to be important to watch over the next several weeks.
And Jim Robb says he's watching this situation closely because it could have an impact on the overall number of mama cows in the U.S. January 1 of 2018.
Well, right now, you know, the biggest disruptions and the magnitude are the areas in the second year of drought, and that's smaller than the total drought area. Now, as this persists, if it does persist, I think the impacts will get larger quickly. And this is not country where we have a lot of carryover forage, and they're using that up rather quickly. This tends to be rangeland and rather low rainfall zones, so the recovery period, let's say, compared to eastern Nebraska or eastern Oklahoma or Kansas is much slower in this zone. It's a rather low precipitation zone. So the number of cows that are now being sorted out for culling purposes probably does change some of our expectations in the second half of this year in terms of how big the U.S. cow herd will be on January 1, 2018. How much, as you mentioned, though, is really a story still in process.
Cattle market watcher Jim Robb, we might mention those latest pasture range condition numbers that were released yesterday afternoon by Uncle Sam. They do show on the poor to very poor side of things, those northern states really hurting right now. We're at 78% in poor to very poor condition in North Dakota. We're at 68% poor to very poor condition in Montana, 67% poor to very poor condition in South Dakota. Then you got a couple of states kind of adjacent that are starting to creep up in those poor to very poor categories. 35% of our Nebraska pasture range conditions now rated poor to very poor, those western counties primarily. And surprisingly, Iowa at 37% in poor to very poor condition on their pasture range conditions as well. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at oklabeef.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.